Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today as the tour has moved from the islands to the mainland and getting ready for the American Express at La Quinta out there in the desert in Palm Springs area for the PGA Tour. It's been named a lot of different things in the past few years, but they're right now settling on the American Express. But you've known this tournament for years and years. It used to be the Bob Hope 1,000 years ago, but a beautiful time of the year to be playing golf there. So that's where a lot of the guys are playing and have moved on, whether they're in Hawaii or not. In just a little bit, we're going to be joined by our good friend, Dr. Troy Van Beezen, the official chiropractor of the PGA Tour, to give us a little insight into the aches and pains of some of the guys on the tour. And a tip for Frank, because Frank's been out there mowing his yard. He's getting too old to do that stuff, and hey. Probably needs some back. Oh, there he is. Hey, Frank.
Too old? I did go out yesterday, and I will get to Troy quickly here, but I did go out yesterday and play, had no time to warm up, stretched just a little bit, and I couldn't get up off the couch last night after I came home and sat down. So maybe I can get a tip from the good doctor on what the heck you should do if you don't have enough time to warm up and you have to just rock and roll. A couple of stretches. So whatever.
We're here to help everybody. See, yeah. We're here for everybody. We're not just trying to help the pro guys. So
it had nothing to do with the Glenn Levitt, but it did have to do with the pain.
That usually should help things, shouldn't it, a little bit?
No, not really. Kind of dehydrated.
Part of his prescription. Okay, well, let's go. Troy Van Beezen joins us on his way to the office, I believe, right now. Troy, how are you doing this morning?
Morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Well, let's start with Frank. You know, before we get to your other customers and clients that don't mean really anything, don't do anything important.
No, but nobody important, really.
what should people do when they stretch before playing a lot of little golf? If you've only got 5 minutes, are there a couple of things, whether you're old or not, and Frank and I are old, and a lot of guys out there are old, but is there something that people could do to just maybe alleviate a bad back after you've played 18 holes without the ability to stretch out much?
Well, first off, Frank should know better. He knows he needs to be stretching before he plays golf. We've been talking for how many years, right?
Tons. Yeah, I know. Big mistake yesterday, Doc.
Can't learn.
It's a common thing. I'm going to hear this in my office probably about a dozen times today, so it's something I hear about all the time. Just simple stuff. Good mornings, a little bit of windmills. Like, you know, you can go into the mechanics stretch on the range. You know, that's a pretty interesting stretching routine he goes through before he tees off, and it seems to work for him.
Yeah. And all the girls watching.
And all the girls watching with the big cigar in his mouth.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's the kiss of death, especially in cooler weather, too. I mean, if you do that and it's cool outside and you're trying to swing out of your shoes to keep up with everybody, then that's just the kiss of death. I paid the price last night and this morning. I really did.
And you know what? And again, philosophically here, Troy, I stupidly got up in a tree to saw a branch down. I saw a branch that like needed to be, and I'm like, okay, I can get to that. I'm in my 60s. I'm up in the tree. I'm realizing I'm higher than I want to be. I'm 20 feet, whatever. I can't climb. I'm like, what am I? And now I'm too far up there. I start sawing. I get the branch down. I know this is so stupid.
You saw the branch you're sitting on, right?
I'm doing it with like a handsaw, right? I don't like and go through it. So it took me 20 minutes or something to saw this branch. It finally came down because the city's coming today to haul away all your stuff on the curb. So I thought it'd be a good time to cut the branch down. I swear, Troy, for the next 3 hours, I was sitting there going, my back is so sore. I don't know what I was doing, what position I was in to get to that branch and everything. But by God, when I was up there, so there is a stupidity part of what you do, isn't there? From the customers, the clients that come in there, that you kind of look at them probably and go, and what the hell were you thinking?
Yeah, it's every day. Like guys pile in the office on Monday, they beat themselves, you know, on the golf course, get them fixed up by Thursday, and they're, hey, can I go play golf Friday, Saturday? And I'm like, yeah, I'll see you Monday.
Keep you in business.
Well, you know,
revolving door.
Yeah, all of us do that, but I mean, Doc, you're out on tour week in and week out with all the, and they're in your offices with the biggest players in the world. I mean, the top players in the world. What do you, singularly do you see, or do, is there something that's singular, but what do you see the most from the top players in the world? What's the I guess the, I hate to say biggest, but what's the most frequent injury or need?
Ailment. Yeah.
Yeah, I would, you know, just in general, the tour itself, I would say probably the low back is the most common complaint. Now, yeah. If my guys are having issues, then I'm not really doing my job, right? So knock on wood, my guys have been very healthy over the last few years. So, but yeah, I would say low back. You know, if you look at some of the statistics, every time you hit a driver, there's 8 times of your body weight that creates compressive shearing forces on your lumbar spine, your low back. And, you know, that's an incredible amount of force on your low back. And the craziest thing is you play baseball, football, hockey, you're always warming up. For some reason, we don't do that as golfers. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
And you try to make the change. Don't get me wrong. So this is my 21st year on the PGA Tour. Time's flown. And right. When I first came out, there was no exercise. There was no warm up. There was no stretching. It was just basically a cold beer after your round and then get ready for the next day. And now it's completely different. You got the protein shakes. You got the recovery flushes. You got the cryo. These guys, it's changed every generation. Like my first, it's actually funny. I was talking to a buddy about this last week. When I first came out, it was Raymond Floyd, Hubert Green, Tommy Armour, Corey Pavin, Hale Irwin, and now we got Scottie Scheffler, Tom Kim, and so every generation, it's gotten better and better and better. And you know, these guys are athletes now. They I've always said this. You guys heard me say this. The game of golf is a marathon. It's not a sprint. If you can stay healthy and play at a high level, man, you can make some serious dough.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
well, you have been really, really successful in eliminating or at least preventing a lot of senseless injuries to the players that work with you. What are some of the keys to that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is making sure it's proactive, preventative type of care and the proper training. I think what upsets me the most now is, number one, it's social media. You see these young kids seeing these guys train, which some of these training programs are absolutely asinine. And guys are getting hurt in the gym, where before there was no gym. Now there's too much gym, where you start getting into the Olympic lifts and mechanics and the posture, and it's just terrible. And so, you know, I just try to find a happy medium. I try to keep it simple. I understand the golf swing. I understand the body mechanics, I think, pretty good. I've been out here for 21 years. And it's just getting the guys ready to play and then getting them ready, you know, recovery post round and just staying on top of it. And the guys got to buy into the system, right? We all know that if you have a system and you get successful at it, they're going to buy into it and stick with it. And, you know, I've been with Scottie Scheffler since he was 14 years old, and, you know, to see him do what he's done the last 2-3 years has been incredible to see that. So it's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like Groundhog Day, right? I've been with Jordan since he was 15, and Jordan did what he did, and now Scottie's kind of following in the Jordan's footsteps around the same time, same age.
Yeah, these guys are playing extremely well, and you're lucky in the sense of Dallas area having so many golfers. Again, we're talking with Dr. Troy Van Beezen. He's the official chiropractor of the PGA Tour and works with Dallas Stars and other hockey teams and almost every level of professional sports. But we love him because of the PGA Tour connection that he has. And I'm curious, Tom Kim, Jordan Spieth and Ryan Palmer, all clients of yours as well. Tom Kim has moved here to Dallas, and I'm not saying you're drumming up business or anything, but is he a guy that you've worked with yet? And is he going to be showing up? Cause he's a young phenom, you know, he's 20 years old, but now I guess, as you said, you start with guys in their teens. They're never too young to start. Is Tom Kim going to be one of those guys?
Yeah. Tom Kim started with me back at the BMW Championship last year. So, he's part of the stable. Good kid, good young kid. As great as his game of golf is, his ceiling is, we're not even close to his ceiling. I look at it as, and this is kind of what I did with Scottie, was if I can get you moving better, moving more efficiently, and obviously communicate with the golf coach on what they were trying to achieve in the golf swing, the ceiling for this kid is incredible.
Yeah. He's a phenom.
You know, when I get him into the gym, I'm pretty good at challenging my guys and exposing their weaknesses and limitations and letting them understand, you know, this is what you have and this is where we need to get you. And Tom's been great. We've exposed a lot of dysfunctions, but, you know, he's got a natural talent. It's crazy how good he is right now. And I love Tom because he reminds me of Jordan at that age and Scottie at that age, where he wants to continue to learn. He wants to get better. He asks a ton of questions. He gets himself in the mix, but he's enjoying it. He has a fun time. He's laughing. And it, I think it's a you know, a breath of fresh air for the PGA Tour.
How difficult is it? Or what's the difference, I guess? And, you know, Tom Kim comes in or Jordan comes in, and then Ryan Palmer, which is in a little bit older. Are they similar things that you work with them on, or is it hugely different, or what?
Yeah, with my young kids, I got, again, a great bunch of young guys, too, junior golfers. And at a younger age, my whole goal is a lot of just teaching them how to, as weird as this sounds, teaching them how to move better, more efficiently. And what does that mean? Unfortunately, we've got into sports specialization over the last probably 5 to 10 years. And I try to basically turn my young guys into athletes. So, you know, I think the Jordan world, the Scotty world, you know, they played baseball, they played basketball. Their athleticism was really good. I had a good start. You, the young Koreans, like I got Siwoo Kim, who won on Sunday, still a work in progress with Siwoo. That's all they've done is just play golf and just rotate. And when you start challenging them in different planes of motion, it's crazy how, I hate to say this, how bad they are. So my young guys, I want to make sure I just improve their athleticism when they get, you know, as we go through the program here at the office. And then with Ryan, he's strong. He's 46 years old. He's been out there 20 years. Yeah. And he trains with Scotty, so he tries to keep up with Scotty, but there's a 20-year difference. I love his work ethic. He wants to get better. And for Ryan now, it's more like he'll come in today. I got Jordan and Ryan come in this morning for training, and it's more of just keep up their flexibility, keep up their mobility, be very stable. I got his strength. It's just maintaining his strength. And he still can – I mean, he's still probably top 20 in driving distance. He's averaging – you know, he's averaging 308 or whatever off the tee for – So, it's just different age groups. I have different type of programs. You know, I got a girl flying in today from Stanford golf. She's really struggling right now with her back and her hip, and I already know what I'm going to see. And so it's just a matter of you know, breaking her down and building her back up again and getting her to buy into my system.
You know, one of the things I say,
official chiropractor for the PGA Tour.
Didn't mean to step on your Tim.
Yeah. That's right.
One of the things, Doc, that I talk about all the time is emulating golf swings. And all of us as amateurs out there, really, you know, there's no way to swing like a Scottie Scheffler or a Jordan Spieth or a Tiger Woods for that fact, or an Adam Scott, which my back would twist and break if I swung like him. But I talk about emulating the ladies on the female tour, the LPGA tour, the former Symetra tour. I'm going blank on the name of it now, the new tour, the Epson tour, excuse me. You know, watching them swing, I think for us, especially 50 and up, 45, 50 and up, do you think that that's probably the way that most of us older guys should go, is watch the rhythmic tempo that they have and not try to emulate the big guys on the PGA tour?
Yeah, and I think you're right. And everybody has to swing within themselves and what their body allows them to do. And that's, you know, working with Randy Smith the last 10, 15 years here in Dallas. I love Randy's thought process. He's like, listen, he goes, I'm not going to change him into a model. I'm just going to get him to swing better with what he has. And so, you know, obviously Scotty's got a little weird swing, but Randy Smith's like, listen, that's him. That's in his DNA. That's his innate golf swing. I'm not going to change it. I'm just going to make sure that he can repeat that swing over and over again and be more efficient. And so it's great communication. So to answer your question, yeah, I think, I mean, I love Nelly Korda's golf swing.
Oh,
I call her, I know Nelly and Jess really well, and I call her the Ernie Els of the LPGA.
Yeah,
it's just, she I love
is,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think it's more balance, it's more rhythm, more tempo, more timing. And we all know this out here on the PGA Tour, it's just power. Everything's now about power and overpowering the golf course. And I think that's why we probably have some more injuries. You know, I think the modern golf swing has changed. You know, the J Day golf swing, where you want to rotate around a stable pelvis, that creates a lot of torque on the spine. And J Day finally had to change it. He just couldn't do it physically anymore. So, yeah, the injuries have definitely increased. Guys are playing more. The golf swing has changed more. It's power. I think if you look at hockey, you look at football, they're bigger and they're faster, and these guys are like race cars on nitric oxide. So the chassis, is, you know, they got these big engines, but a lot of guys don't have this stable chassis and they break down. And mean, as you guys know, I've worked with Tiger for the last 5 or 6 years, and Tiger had a big engine, just had a very unstable chassis. And so that was my biggest job, is keeping that engine going, but how making that chassis be able to handle the power he can generate. So,
Troy, I'm curious, too, when you're saying that and you're talking about some young golfers, Will Zalatoris comes to mind, right? Out for about 6 months because of his back and had to withdraw from the PGA Championship. A young guy that seems, you know, like a pretzel. I mean, if anybody should be flexible, it's that guy, you know, who at least a year ago or so was weighing about 147 pounds, and yet he had back problems. Is that something that's almost genetic? I mean, will he always now have back problems? And I know whoever's working with him, I'm not sure if you do or not, but whoever does will work on him and help. But is that a bad sign if at that age already you're having back problems?
Huge problem. And so I've talked to Will many times over the last couple of years. So I started working with Will at Wake Forest, Corn Ferry.
Yeah.
And Will left a couple of years ago to figure the grass is greener on the other side. And so we've seen what's happened in the last couple of years. So I don't know what the team is doing behind their scenes, but obviously it's not right. And when it, at BMW Championship, when he went down, you know, as weird as it sounds, I was the first person he reached out to, even though he has a team with him.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's it's crazy. It's for that young to have two level herniations in two consecutive years. He's got to be really smart in what he does, how he does it. His golf swing, not the greatest mechanically golf swing. I know he worked with Greg Rose a little bit on kind of fine tuning it a little more efficient, less stress on the back. But it all comes down to, you know, what his team's going to do behind the scenes for his body build to withstand the torque that he can generate.
Wow. I mean, best of luck to him. Hopefully he's going to be better. And by the way, smart that he gave you a phone call.
Yeah, so that very smart. That when he went down, I was looking to see if that was going to be you out there with him on the course. It wasn't, of course. But
So what happened was I was working with Tom Kim in the gym at the time, and him and his team reached out to me 2 or 3 times. And finally, about when I was done with Tom, I went into the locker room and kind of had a heart-to-heart talk with Will, even though he's in extreme pain. So,
yeah. You know, you talk about the lower back and all that. Funny, it pops in my mind. My brain works a little differently, as Tim knows. But there was a car that was built years ago, and you talk about chassis. A car built years ago called the Ford. It was built by Ford, but it was basically a race car that was put on the street, the Pantera. And the biggest fault with that vehicle was the torque conversion from that engine to that rear end. And you would rip the rear differential out of that car if you stood on it. And that was the biggest problem with that car. That's kind of like us in the golf swing when somebody our age tries to swing, you know, and get an extra 10 yards out of the driver and tweak the back. And that's what happens. Same thing. So,
yeah. And that's the way I look. And that's the way I look at it. I always say this, and this is when I first started working with TW, was like, listen, I said, you're the car, you're the race car. I'm a pit crew tree. I'm going to look under the hood. I'm going to figure out what's going on with the engine, make sure the engine is working efficiently and can last a long time, build the engine, but making sure your chassis can handle the torque you're going to generate. And it's for him, like a light bulb just clicked. He's like, wow, nobody's ever explained that to me. And I put him in positions to challenge him just in the gym, and he could not do it. And it pissed him off. I think, because he's number one, that's just the way he is. And even with my guys, with Zach and some of my guys, like they're competitors and they want to win in the gym. And, you know, I want that to happen, but we got to be really smart in how we do it. And so I'm always big on building that stable, mobile foundation and then going from there. A lot of guys cheat the system and they want power, speed, and strength because they see stuff on social media and they don't have that stable, mobile foundation to start from, and they break down. And you see some big guys that can just motor the ball, but they just go down. So that's always been my thought process. That's always been my theory. And that's just not golf. Like, you know, I work with hockey. I picked up a couple NBA players last fall. Same scenario. Man, can they push some weight? But I put them in these certain positions to challenge their stability or whatever. No chance. And they get mad. They get mad because they can't do it. But they get mad because the team around them never exposed their weaknesses, right? So we all know in every industry there's yes people. And you guys know me. I'm not a yes person. I'm there to challenge you. I'm there to tell you what. That's just how, and my guys respect that. So, and that's how we get better. We challenge each other, whether it's either communication or you know, in a gym.
I appreciate you telling Tim when he came to work with you that he's not supposed to go into the cryo tank head first. That was, that's challenging,
that's
isn't
a, that's
it, Tim?
That's the part of my body that's worse is the head. I figured I needed to
mine
get the inflammation
too.
Down.
There are so many more questions that I have, but I know we don't have time because you've got to get to work with some special people.
He's got work to do. Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. Well, say hi to Jordan and Ryan for us. And,
yeah, please. Tell them we said hello.
And tell them we'd love to have them on the show. We need to get those guys on the show to
Jordan's
expound
on
how great you guys are and everybody that you work with there. And so for people to know, again, Troy has been working for ever and ever with all these different guys and knows exactly what to do with them. And, your business, the Cryo Sports Specialist in Dallas, if people are in Dallas or need to get hold of you, that's the website. Check them out, Cryo Sport Specialist in Dallas. And your team there is just amazing and do some great work. So thank you so much for your time, Troy. We know you're a very, very busy guy, but thanks so much for your time and your insight. And my advice is, your advice to me is to not get up in a tree again. So I appreciate that too. I need to.
Yeah, just pay somebody to do it. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, really.
Yeah, what I didn't think of that. All right, Troy.
Thanks,
a great
Troy.
Day, okay?
All right, guys. Enjoy talking shop with you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank Take you. Care.
Take care. Dr. Troy Van Beezen, the official chiropractor of the PGA Tour. And he's if you're a who's who in the world of sports in general, but certainly on the PGA Tour, they find their way to his office.
Yes, they do.
Isn't that sad about Will? I mean, in the sense
it really
of,
is.
It's like you that young, he's right. I mean, that was, I think, very honest of him to go, you know what? That's not a good sign. You're 22, 3 years old and already having disc problems. You think of guys like Freddie Couples, like their entire career.
I wanted to ask him about
injuries. You know,
I wanted to ask about some of the ladies that he's worked with. One in particular, Stacy Lewis, who had some surgeries and things and some back issues. I'd love to get him back on to talk a little bit about that, because I think the more we bring this subject up, especially with somebody that is as knowledgeable and respected in the world of medicine and sports medicine and what he does. It's good information for everybody out there, not to go hurt yourselves like the idiots that some of us are.
But it's funny, and certainly he has regular, if you will, people that have all kinds of injuries. My wife's
Worked there. Your wife has,
With her back issues and stuff, and he's obviously just as good, and his team is just as good, and treats you as if you were a 3-time.
And he's one of the nicest guys out there. I mean, he's just a super individual.
He's just hard to get hold of because he's so busy. I don't know how he's ever home. Yeah. He was in Hawaii for both tournaments in Hawaii.
Yeah. You called him and woke him up at like 3 in the morning, didn't you?
woke his butt up at 3 in the morning. Poor guy. I'm like, didn't know you were in Hawaii. Sorry about that.
He can charge you double next time you come in,
And now he's got Tom Kim, and I wanted to say to him,
Tom Kim's such
a pleasure. Happy for you to work with him, except for in President's Cup years. You have to have a clause in that contract and say you can't help Tom, because that guy is going to be a force for the next 20 years.
I'm afraid
he is so good and talented, and I think has the right attitude. He just seems to be a fun-loving guy, where there's so many grinders out there on the tour, and I really do think that grinding part of it mentally also affects you physically. You know, that you're just always you're working.
Of course it would.
He just has such a fun time and laughs, and he's great for golf. I mean, he's bad for the Americans, I think, in future President's Cup. But
you think he's a Lee Trevino of our of the new generation, So that's good. Tim, did I lose you? I think I probably lost him, Matthews. He sort of went away. But here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, more from the Golf Talk America crew. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and don't go anywhere. Hey, everybody. Green Chef, a new sponsor to Golf Talk America, is joining us, and I have to tell you, the food is phenomenal. The ease of preparation, the quality of the food, and the multiple recipes. You can choose from 30 recipes weekly. You have the option to mix and match everything in their plans, change things around from vegan one day to keto the next, and customize, even swapping protein in any meal that features chicken, beef, or salmon for USDA certified organic ground beef, USDA certified organic chicken, and wild caught, my favorite, sockeye salmon. You can also add chicken or fish to select vegan and veggie recipes. I mean, so you can swap this stuff around and make it anything you want it to be. You don't have to have a prepackaged, canned, one-size-fits-all meal. That's what's important to me. One size doesn't fit all. And with Green Chef, one size is what you're going to have because the portions are properly put together so that you're not going to overeat. But you'll be full when you finish. The recipes feature organic produce, premium proteins, sustainably sourced ingredients, and the 2023 and the food standards that they've done for 2023 are out of sight. Let me tell you, the other night I was tired. I didn't want to mess with cooking. And I said, well, I'll pull out a Green Chef meal. So I grabbed one of the meals and it was salmon, slapped it together in just a few minutes, threw it in, cooked it, sat down, ate it. It was incredible. And again, it's so easy to do that it's just ridiculous. So whether you're going for keto or vegan or you just want ease of preparation, we fully recommend Green Chef. Golf Talk America folks use Green Chef. We love it. And our friends are starting to love it too. So what I want you to do is go to greenchef.com/golfer60. That's G-O-L-F-E-R 60. And use code golfer60 to get this, 60% off plus free shipping. So you got to do it. I'm telling you, it's the number one meal kit for eating well. And we love Green Chef. Cha-ching. Yes, sir. That's the sound of another sale on Shopify. Y'all know Shopify. It's the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Whether you're selling golf equipment or farm equipment, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so you can focus on growing your business. Packed with industry-leading tools, ready to ignite your growth, Shopify gives you complete control over your business and your brand without having to learn any new skills in design or code. Shopify even lets you sell across social media marketplaces like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. To me, the most incredible thing about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you the confidence and control to take your business to that next level that we all want to get to. Enough talk about this. It's your turn to get serious about selling and try Shopify today. This is possibility powered by Shopify. So here's what you do. I want you to sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/GolfAmerica. Go to Shopify.com/GolfAmerica to take your business to the next level today. Shopify.com/GolfAmerica.
Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Sorry we had a little technical problem there.
But he's, Tim's back. I'm glad you're back.
It's all right. Yeah.
I just went, okay, let's take a break. I'm out.
I'm back, and I've been working on my back. You know what I didn't ask? Next time I have Troy, I want to ask him about my CBD situation. I wonder if he's into CBD or not, because I do believe in it, and I do use it, and I used it yesterday after my back was – I'm kind of exaggerating. It wasn't like I was crippled or anything like that. But you do realize as you move past – probably 50 and certainly 60.
Yeah.
You think you can do all the same things, Frank, right? It's, whether it's a golf course or seriously fixing, gutters or doing whatever you do around that people do. And you suddenly, my wife tells me all the time, what are you doing up in the ladder?
Like, well, my wife gave our extension ladder to our yard crew and said, take it out of this yard. Take it away.
Oh, I don't want to go. You got an extension?
Oh yeah. I've got a three story place. I mean, I've got three stories.
Yeah, so, I couldn't do that. That's too much of a drop. I mean, where I was yesterday, I seriously got up in the tree, and again, I was 15 feet high or something like that. Not that high, but I look down, I go,
15 feet will break your ankles.
I'm like, you know what? If I fall and don't fall right, and kind of flip or catch something, you break whatever you break. I mean, you land a lot of, I'm going, what am I doing again?
You know, the worst part of that is I've been up there and to drop my beer. I mean, I got to go all the way down and get another one.
The worst part about it, Frank, is anything you do when you get up high like that is getting down.
Oh, yeah.
Getting up.
Going up's no problem.
Climbing is not a problem because you're looking up in the sky and the trees. Then you look down and suddenly vertigo or something. You're like, whoa, God.
I've been watching too many Disney flicks.
Where's my toe going? I'm like,
Hitchcock flicks, yeah.
Yes. It's just like you're
going. Same difference.
So my wife's like, just have somebody cut. And I go, it was one branch, Frank. It was like, how you sit there and you're going, it's just one. I don't need anybody to do it. Because first I got to schedule them again. I can just get up there and do it. And no, I did it. I'm happy I did. I was pretty damn proud of myself for cutting that one branch down. But it took a lot more than I thought it was going to. Okay, enough about that. Hey, let's talk about what's going on in golf. As we said, the PGA Tour at the American Express tournament that's been going on forever and ever out at La Quinta at all the different courses that they play in Palm Springs. Beautiful place to go and beautiful golf and scenery for a lot of people that don't get out there that want to either get out there or watch on TV. So you'll see some really beautiful golf courses that these guys are going to play up. And normally, pretty low scores, Frank, right? I mean, you go back to the bottom. Yeah, yeah. Duval shot his 59, I believe.
He did.
At La Quinta, yeah. So, I mean, there's been some pretty low scores. Normally, you're going to have to go, you know, 5, 6, 7 under every day to kind of compete at that tournament. So we'll see how that all plays out for those guys. Ricky Fowler's in the field. I'd love to see Ricky. We haven't talked about Ricky in a while. Boy, he needs a comeback, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, he does. I'd really like to see him do something. But
I mean, he's great for golf.
He's a nice guy, too. He's so nice. Yes.
He's marketable. You know, obviously, he's still doing commercials and stuff. Still hasn't won in 4 years or more and is now not really even consideration for, you know, FedEx Cup tournaments and getting down to the finals in the FedEx Cup and certainly at major. It just doesn't come up much anymore. And Ryder Cup and President's Cup. And that's a tough place to be. I mean, it's a tough place to realize that you feel like the kicker for the Dallas Cowboys. It's like
nobody feels like it.
It just can't go through the uprights. What's wrong? What's going on here?
Poor guy. Four, and you see Dak Prescott on the sideline. Expletive. Let's just go for expletive two.
F and two.
Yeah. Let's just go for F and two.
Believe me, everybody in Dallas was saying the same thing. Like, seriously, you're not going to let him kick again, are you?
It was brutal.
And I think, you know, luckily for them, they were comfortably enough ahead that they didn't need the points. And I think certainly McCartney's talked about that. Their head coach said, I needed him to get his confidence back. Right. And I get that. You didn't, if you yank him now, you're really, he's on a thread, right? He's kind of going, oh God, I can't make him. And now they're going for two. They don't even trust me. They had to let him kind of get his way out of there. And he finally did make one, but they brought in another kicker. They're going to have two kickers at the game, I think, against the 49ers.
Where did they get the new kicker from?
Just a guy off the street. I mean, he's a kicker they had last year.
Literally. Down at the soup kitchen.
There are kickers everywhere.
Anybody can do better. I know.
They got him from the local high school, but he's a guy that's been in the league in and out.
Yeah. Several years. I think the rules forbid them from getting anyone right now off of another team. Is that not true in the playoffs?
Off of another team, but you can certainly get guys that are, and when I say off the street, you can get guys that are. That aren't committed
that aren't,
right
aren't,
now.
Yeah, aren't like, playing right yeah, now. Yeah,
yeah, free agents, so, yeah. And so that's what they've done. His name is Tristan Vizcaino, and
kicker, huh?
He's been on different teams, and I think he kicked a little bit for Arizona this year. But kickers are like that. I mean, if you're kind of a journeyman.
It's like putting.
Right?
It's like putting.
Yeah, you bring somebody, but. So anyway, so they do have a guy that will be there in case Marr doesn't come through. But he was the funny thing is he missed 3 field goals all year, and yet he missed 4 extra points. Right? How's that even possible? But you're right, it's a yips. I mean, that word is all over the Dallas papers and everything about yips, and they did stories on yips, and guy did a whole article on, you know, tying in Spieth and all these about their yips in golf, which we hear so much about. But it's other sports. You remember, you know, the baseball players that couldn't throw to first base?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, Chuck Knobloch was one, and Steve Sachs was another. Literally played second base, and were throwing a ball, Frank. You know, like,
up into the stands.
25 feet is all they had to throw to first base. And, it seriously went into the stands from 25 feet away. You're like, what? It's just a head thing, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Hey, crazy, so. on another note, congratulations to, and I know everybody's going to say, Live Golf. Okay, Live Golf has signed.
What do they do, Frank?
Broadcasting's the CW network, which is CW the network. Fifth, number five, I guess. You know, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, and CW. CW was a joint venture of CBS and Warner Communications, but Live has signed an agreement. They will be broadcasting on CW, and here's something interesting. Yesterday, when all this was going down and the rumors were out, I was talking to some other media types around, and they're going, "Oh yeah, that's a CW. We can watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and then Jerry Springer, and then Live Golf. It's all about the same." And I thought that was so disrespectful of themselves for making that stupid a comment. They disrespected themselves, being in media And I those who listen to this show know who I'm talking about, because you know I talked to you yesterday, and I told you the same damn thing. I said, that is disrespectful. That's just wrong. Look, but, it is what it is what it is, okay? There are players there. I've been to their events, okay? It's exciting. It's fun. I enjoyed it. I'm not dissing the PGA Tour. I love the PGA Tour. Right. But LIV Golf is a different breed of cat, and it was just a lot of fun to watch, and I saw some fantastic golf. But to the media types and to everybody out there who wants to make some smart-ass comment on social media, do you know that the CW has – they're in more homes, than ESPN, USA, Fox Sports 1, and, excuse me, the Golf Channel. Hello?
Yep.
The Golf Channel. So – congratulations, LIV Golf. Congratulations. And I wish you the best. And I hope now that we can get past some of the other stuff and let's figure out a way to make this all work together and make the cogs and the and on the wheel work. And let's just have some fun with it now and quit fighting.
They still have to do the boardroom kind of stuff, right? Somebody has to get together and have meetings and do all the things that they that I think they eventually will do, but they'll have to get past bitter feelings before that. But the getting a network deal or a television deal so you don't have to stream it, I get it. That last year was hard for people to find and catch up with and all that kind of stuff. And nobody's going to say this, that the CW is comparable to being on CBS like with Jim Nance. We get that, but this is also an infant organization. They're brand new and LIV Tour, and they're trying to find their niche in their home. So the fact is that now we have 1,000 channels on our TVs, and CW is one. And as you said, they're in more homes than a lot of networks you're more familiar with. And yes, they have been in the past a lot of reruns of shows and different things, and that's fine. But everybody also, almost every market in the country, or certainly top 50 markets, have a local newscast on the CW. So I mean, they do local news. They do, so yes, it's more legit, I think, than people say. But you know how it is, Frank. When people want to get nasty and bitter, they'll make a joke, and so that's. And I'm sure the LIV Tour is like, okay, fine, make your jokes and say that, you know, we settled for the CW network and everything. But
no, I think it's a good move. I think it's a good move.
They're on TV that you can turn on every tournament they have now, and there they are, and you can watch them. You don't have to go to your computer or website or anything else. So.
Well, they have an app, the CW app, stuff, just like CBS, NBC, ABC. Yeah. So now you can see it on their app. You can see, you know, you can. Who knows what's going to happen now with YouTube and the simulcast on the LIV Golf app? But we'll see. All that I'm sure has been worked out, or they just haven't talked about it yet. But I just sent out a tweet to the folks at LIV, because I know a lot of those people, and you do too. And I said, congratulations. Good job. Congratulations. Yeah. We'll see more golf on TV, folks. It's going to be good.
Frank, and, it wasn't that – we have to be smart about this. It wasn't that long ago that if an actor or a show or whatever was on Netflix, was on Amazon Prime, you'd kind of roll your eyes and go, they're on what? Netflix does TV, Prime does movie. You had no idea until they started winning every Emmy and every award, and all the great shows were suddenly there. Not unlike HBO way back in the day when people were like, "You're watching HBO? What's H?" So yeah, everything that's new happens like that, and so this is kind of the same thing. And maybe this will be a big boost for the CW, and they'll get other sports events and programming and stuff. So that's cool. That's fine.
Competition's a good thing.
It's not that unusual is the point.
I think CW, if I'm not mistaken, I think CW is in like 120 million households in the U.S. I think that's the number.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. That's huge in broadcast, as you well know.
I can't wait to watch.
You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it. I'm going to head to Arizona.
In February, right?
Yeah, I'm going to head out there for that one. Stay at I'm going to crash at Danny Medina's house, our good friend Danny Medina and his wife, lovely wife Elizabeth, and their children. They've invited me to stay at their house. Big mistake. Big mistake.
Check the liquor cabinet.
Yeah, they were just here in Nashville. We had a great time together. So
good.
So we'll get to play some golf out there and then watch some good golf, and who knows about the Super Bowl? I'm not sure yet. May have a couple of tickies. So
I don't know. It's going to be interesting too.
It's going to be the Bills in San Francisco, right?
Could be. We'll see. I mean, obviously the Cowboys, by the way, my wife just told me that we have a big, for her company, for her business, a company meeting, if you will, a school meeting, dinner, not a meeting, but a dinner.
Yeah.
Sunday at 5:30. What time do the Cowboys kick off?
What?
Sunday at 5:30.
So yes, you're going to be the, like, you're going to be like the guy,
are you serious?
The mayhem guy at the wedding where he's watching the football game.
Yeah, he backs up and everything falls down. I mean, it's like, you're watching you and I'm watching the game behind you.
Touchdown!
I'm like, she goes, I'm sorry, we scheduled this before. And obviously nobody knows the Cowboys are going to play there till last week.
Right? And your wife,
I had no idea.
So is like, at okay. a very exclusive school in Dallas. We won't mention names. Yeah. But I can see you now when you jump up and say, you missed the effing kick again. Yeah,
in the middle of her speech.
Oh, God.
And, what did you just say? So anyway, she goes, I know, it couldn't have been worse. But she goes, what are you? So hopefully they're going to, the thought is, she goes, we'll just eat fast and everybody can at least make the second half. If we get out of it's exactly the same time as kickoff. She's actually going to move it up a little bit so that we'll be done by halftime, and then everybody can get home for the second.
You know,
half. So
that's crazy. Who the hell did that?
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway,
don't say it's your wife. Sorry.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is still in flux, but San Francisco.
They're strong.
My thought is they've been playing so well for so long. They're due. That's my hope. They're due for a letdown. They've won 11 in a row.
Who would? I'd love to see Dallas.
Nowhere has not lost. Right? Purdy has not lost. They got all this little magic stuff going. And I'm like, okay, but sooner or later, those streaks, that magic ends. And
like,
I'm hoping it's
like
Sunday.
For Brady this past weekend. Monday. Yeah,
he didn't look the same, did he?
You know they're tough in Tennessee for him too. And I'm like, really? Why would he want to come to Tennessee? Well, we don't have an offensive line. We traded away our best receiver to Philly, and then they came down here and beat the crap out of us. He caught two or three touchdowns on us.
I wonder what his Brady's not saying. I know we're talking football here, but that's okay. We do. I don't know where his head is, because he's talked like, I'm making a decision. I get that. But now we're talking 46 years old.
Yeah,
and he wants to keep playing.
Yeah,
and
take a break.
And he threw for 4,000. I mean, he had numbers. He certainly could still do it. Last year at Tampa, they didn't have the offense. They certainly didn't have a running game for him.
He didn't have Gronk.
But, you know, they're talking about the Dolphins again, too. Like, you know, because the Dolphins want to give him like part ownership, so it's going to be like a much bigger deal where now you get part ownership of the team, and if you could finish your career here, blah blah blah.
Well, Tua should retire. I mean, I don't want to see him come back. He's going to get killed.
Yeah. He's definitely, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but he's fragile. You know, and that's not a good thing, because he's not the biggest, he's not the smallest quarterback ever either, but he's not that big. But some guys just have a tendency, right? They just get hurt. They get a lot of concussions. God bless him. Roger Staubach, way before anybody seemed to care about concussions,
got beat to death.
Admits he had like a dozen, 20 of them probably in his career. But nobody cared. Nobody moved. They just, next week you play again. But now it matters. You know, when Tua gets, what, 3 or 4 concussions this year, you're like, wow. You know, that's just a lot of trauma that the guy does not need. And now we're seeing the repercussions of that years later. You're right. He might seriously think, I don't know how much can I, and you want to, because it's a cool job. It's a well-paying job. There's a lot of neat things about being a quarterback in the NFL, but you know, what about your life and your future life? And if you're in a bad state when you're 40 years old, you're going to maybe regret it. So anyway, yeah, that's a thought about that too. So I'm just like,
so we're off on football and all that. We should have Forsey on. Hey, by the way, I don't think I misspoke, because I know CW used to be a joint venture, but it's owned by Nextstar Media now. CW is
Nextstar. Nextstar. Yeah, Nextstar is also an independent conglomerate, if you will, of TV stations and networks. And I believe they're based here in Dallas.
Yeah,
and
NXST it's on NASDAQ, so I need to get off this show and get back in front of. Yeah, I got to get online again, because my portfolio
you're the one
looking
keeping the stock market going.
My portfolio is very poor.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, don't even go there.
Look, Frank.
Okay. Anyway, the American Express is this week, and I owe my bill. It's coming due in a couple of days, so I'm going to pay it. God, it's huge.
Well, are they going to bring you up on the broadcast?
Probably.
And we have our
and Bassett, pay your bill.
Our top five defaulters, Frank Bassett, we need you to write us a
check. I'm going to be on the road. I'll be in
the
Orlando area.
What's going
or the
on
PGA
Orlando,
merchandise
Frank?
Show next week. It's the big
show. What do you think it's going to be like? You haven't been there since pre-COVID.
I haven't been in 2 years.
Like 18, 17, 18, something like that?
COVID was 19.
Yeah. You were there in 19? You were there when they kind of really – were you there when they stayed away, when there wasn't much at all and the big boys didn't show up and stuff? Were you there at that year? Because remember
I was going down and I decided not to for health reasons. So, yeah, it's been 2.5, 3 years ago. I don't know.
Because a lot of them, like –
nobody was there.
TaylorMade and Titleist didn't show. And it was like, oh, my God. And so then the thought was, well, would they now – save the $1 million they normally would spend to go do that and do it something else and not be as big a present. So I'm curious what it's going to be like there.
Yeah, I'm going to go and we'll see. Okay. I'm going to play in some golf outings and do some stuff, a charity deal.
Nice.
It'll be fun. So I'll have a few days down there and spend some time heading over to the beach house in Ormond Beach. So I'll be there too.
The weather should be good. But then again, Florida weather's been kind of weird.
Yeah.
Everybody's weird.
Yeah, it's been really weird. Right? It was gorgeous like yesterday.
Did you see the Jacksonville, the playoff game? I mean, the game before.
I went to sleep like halfway through because it was so boring. Yeah, and I thought Jacksonville's just dead. And then I wake up the next morning like, yeah, what happened?
What happened?
Yeah, that was the best hair in football. There you go.
That was an amazing. Yeah, how's that guy?
We're back on football again, aren't we?
Yeah. Shampoo.
This is. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, Talk America.
That's a good idea for a show.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to get on the horn today. I was going to run out and play because it's sunny, gorgeous, going to be about 70 today again. Still wet. Yeah. So wet.
Yeah. Oh,
Yesterday, it was so wet at Bluegrass, my club here.
I played yesterday. Yeah.
I didn't play so well.
No?
I did on the backside. Front shot it. Front of shot of 40.
Yeah.
So 40, 43, something like that. So, but.
Well, go.
It was wet. It was just wet. So it was a lift, clean, and cheat. And, you know.
Yeah.
But our fairways here, I mean, we have bent greens, which are great. Mm-hmm. But our fairways are brown, and the rough area is green. That's how they do our course. And in the fairways, I mean, it's like hitting off of shaved carpet. I mean, it's just not sitting up. So you got to go down and get it. Well, you know what happens when you hit it in the slop.
Yeah,
I had on really nice, you know, really stone-colored pants and a white pullover. I looked like I'd been in a mud fight when I got
off. I was going to say, you got to wear your dark clothes.
Yeah,
in that weather. I learned that one the hard way.
Anyway, so shout out to Invited. You know, it's you're a member of an Invited club. I'm a member of Invited, which used to be Club 4. We love them. They're 300 plus around the country. So. Go to Invited. Is it invited.com or clubcore.com? Yes. You can go to either one now.
I think either one are still available. Yeah, but now they're switching the name to Invited, and you can check.
How was your course yesterday? Was it wet?
Nope. It's in great shape. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't had rain. We haven't really had wet.
Well, your fairways are green, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And the
greens are nice. I mean, it was. Yeah,
I just need to come to Dallas and play.
The course was in really nice shape, and my son and. Law and my daughter have just been here a year now from Chicago, and they cannot. They're like, oh my god! In January, we're playing golf. And,
have they gotten their dog back?
They're so happy.
Pick up their puppy.
They got their dog.
Because I haven't heard.
Yeah, you didn't hear.
Oh, he's a sweet dog.
Ryder in the background.
Ryder was
cute. He's very sweet. He's just 90 pounds of sweetness, you know. And he doesn't know he's 90 pounds.
Does he? Do you play with him with a golf ball or?
No. You know,
scared he might swallow it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's a dog, right? He loves whatever you want to play with it. You throw it and he'll come get it and bring it back to you. And then he won't let you pick it up.
The neighbor's cat.
Yeah.
Get it, boy.
Yeah. He gets everything. So,
anyway. Right. Hey, Van Beesen was great, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
He's a good dude. Yeah.
Thank you to Troy Van Beesen for joining us. Thanks to all of you for listening, as you always do. And we do appreciate each and every one of you listening to Golf Talk America on whatever format you might listen to us on. And we'll hopefully entertain you for a little bit. But yeah, Troy Van Beesen with Chiropractic, the sports chiro in Dallas is the specialist, doing a phenomenal job for guys on the tour. But check them out too. If you ever need any help and you're in the Dallas area, then they would be happy to help you. For Frank Bassett, I am Tim Matthews. Thanks again, everybody, for being with us. And please remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.